A few weeks ago, we dedicated this holy hour to those who have their newborn babies or young children or recently born in the hospital, have them baptized. And today we are remembering, praying for those who give birth in the hospital and to new mothers. So this is, you'd say, just a little before what we were celebrating, a more earlier time point. And so we remember them, but also today's feast reminds us that it's not only at the moment of birth or at the time of baptism that we should bring our children to the Lord. And we rejoice in both of those time points. But it is throughout our life. This Feast of the Presentation reminded that we also are to present ourselves to the Lord and to present our families. And the letter to the Hebrews gives us courage in that, in reminding us that we believe in a God and we have a high priest who has sympathy, who understands, and is seeking not to destroy us because of our weaknesses, but to help us to overcome them, to supply what is needed to reach the victory, to reach that goal of, as we hear in other parts of this letter and from Peter, that the goal of our faith is our salvation, but also the salvation of those we love. And it is throughout our lives that we do need to approach the Lord and to bring those of our families, but especially those who are recently born, who need a lot of help and protection, but those who go through life and seem to drift. The things of life become difficult or becomes tempting, or they confuse our thinking so that we don't always trust God. Members of our families and our friends may have drifted in this way for various things happening in their life. And we, as their family and friends, can continue to present them to the Lord, knowing that Jesus sympathizes with our weaknesses. He knows what it is like to live in this world, and that we can approach that throne of grace to receive mercy and favor, and to find help in time of need, to help those who begin life in a wonderful way, being born, being baptized. We rejoice in that, but then may have drifted and need to be reminded or called back to the Lord, and to do so confidently. The particular passage in Scripture, in the Gospel, that talks about the presentation also reminds us that this goes until the very ends of our life. We have those two wonderful elders, Simeon and Anna, who are in the temple praying day and night, who have been revealed to them that they would see the Savior. They would not die before then. And they give praise to God, and they speak of what they have seen, what they understand, to all who are in the temple all who are looking for, seeking the salvation, and looking towards the redemption of Jerusalem. That in their life, throughout their long lives, they remain close to the Lord. And that is a sign for us, a model for us too, to continue to approach the throne of grace and mercy and favor without fear, knowing that we have one who loves us and sympathizes, but also to present those of our families who are not listening to us, not listening to others, that God may soften them, give them new insights, remind them of his favor, his mercy, so that what began with so great a rejoicing, so great a good, may continue. And we ask the Lord for that grace always, throughout our life, to not grow weary, to day and night pray to the Lord, to grow closer to the Lord, to have a deepening of our desire to be with the Lord, to trust him as we grow older, as we have been baptized in his name. But we remember today, as I said, those who have been baptized in hospitals, born in hospitals, the new mothers, that this may be the beginning of a very long life and journey with the Lord, that ultimately, through our prayers, the prayers of the church, that all may receive that grace and favor and mercy, and that they may see one day what Simeon was promised, what Anna was promised, the salvation of the Lord, where he will come and gather all of his people into that great promise of hope, that great promise of love, that great promise of eternal life.